I mean, we're having this conversation about families in South Africa, blended families, relationships between parents and children. And this is the reality of South Africa, that the traditional nuclear family in many ways is broken down. And you don't, you no longer have the situation necessarily where you've got two biological parents raising a child. Some really interesting research that's been done around this and the responsibility of fathers. It was research carried out by Zoheb Khan, who's a researcher at the University of Johannesburg, more specifically at the Center for Social Development in Africa at UJ. And he looked into the number of fathers who actually receive social grants in South Africa and what they spend that money on. Now, it's interesting because those fathers only account for 2% of the population that receives social grants, right? The vast majority of social grant recipients are women in this country, because the assumption is that women are raising their children and fathers are not. But this is the amazing thing. I mean, I personally know a few fathers who've taken on that responsibility of raising their children on their own without the mother's support. And this study actually is a PhD study aimed at knowing more about the minority of men who receive the child support grant and what they do with that money. Zoheb Khan, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us to speak about your study in a bit more detail. I see it debunks an important myth that, or rather a recurrent myth, that men are more likely to spend the money on alcohol, tobacco and gambling while neglecting their children.
Yes. So, as you were saying, the vast majority of people that get the child support grant in South Africa are women. And that's the same in programs that are of a similar nature in other countries as well. And we know from lots of other work that the grant is very beneficial in terms of improving child health and nutrition and household poverty. But the gender impacts are more contested. So the fact that a lot of women, that it's mostly women that receive these grants, it's often argued that that reinforces women's responsibility for childcare. And often a motivation for not getting more men to apply for grants is, as you say, this idea that men would be, so that women are more natural parents, more altruistic, and that men would be more selfish and, yeah, drink the money. So part of the study looked at survey, nationally representative survey data, just to see how the money is spent in grant-receiving households.
Yes.
And when men receive it, they are not more likely to spend on alcohol, tobacco or gambling as compared to when women receive the grant.
Right.
So there's, yeah, no difference there.
So tell me, when they shared these very personal stories of what it was like to raise their children, how important was fatherhood to them as part of their identity?
Well, it's interesting because for the majority of the people that were interviewed, these men didn't, they weren't caring for these children from the moment they were born. So often what's happened is that their female partner has died or a sister has died and they've been left with a child that needs to be looked after.
Yes.
And then they find that men can actually apply for the child support grant as well. So in most cases, men did not know that they were eligible for this in the same way as women.
Right.
And so when they receive the grant, in often this very difficult situation, it's a challenge taking on a child. Often it's for the first time. Unlike many women, they're not necessarily socialized into knowing how to be a parent. So they don't know how to do things like feed nutritious food and change nappies.
Mm.
And so they have to learn all of this stuff. And the process of doing that makes them feel very like self-efficacious. And that helps them to feel like they've persevered through a very difficult situation. And so they tie that with ideas of being like a strong and capable man and father.
Right.
And so that yeah, that's how it kind of works into their identities as fathers.
I'm interested in the way some of them perceived their roles, playing the role of what they perceived to be mothers, and how they perceived the child care, these acts of child care as being feminine. And some of them were embarrassed by it, and some of them had isolated themselves from male friends because they believed they were not involved in the masculine upbringing of a child.
So for about half of the men that we interviewed, there's still this very kind of stubborn traditional idea that, you know, there are some things in the household that are the woman's job and other tasks are the man's job. And so in this context, what that means is that women are still kind of regarded as being responsible for the things that we usually associate with mothers. So that's looking after children and cooking and cleaning, going shopping, taking kids to the doctor, etc. And that men should be responsible for financial provision. And so for some men, the fact that they're receiving a grant is kind of evidence to others that they have failed as financial providers in the traditional way, where you get a job and then you look after your family.
Right.
And so what you're doing now instead is you're getting a grant, which is associated with women anyway. I mean, 98% of the recipients in the country are women.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, yeah, for some people, they find that a bit embarrassing. And yes, it's some men have isolated themselves from other adult men due to either having been ridiculed or just the fear that that's going to happen.
Yeah, but that raises a very interesting sort of imperative, perhaps, for policymakers and for socialization in general in this society of ours, and how we go about deciding what sort of stereotypes we're going to entrench and what stereotypes we're going to revisit and perhaps, remove try to break in order to get men to think differently about their responsibilities towards their children in society.
Sure. I mean, if it just becomes more of a normal activity, you know, a man receiving a child support grant and then actually doing the associated looking after of a child, as that becomes more normal, then you're not going to get a situation where men feel like they need to isolate themselves. Or what's also a big problem is that for many other men, that kind of social pressure means that you don't even apply in the first place for a child support grant, even if you are a single father and you need one, or if you're married and you're not working and you need some kind of financial support to look after your children, then that kind of stuff prevents you from doing that. And so there is a role to play, I think, definitely for government, just in terms of communications around the child support grant and just getting it known that, you know, men can apply for these grants and that there's no shame in doing so. And then, I mean, it's also not just government, right? It's these very gendered ideas about who should do what.
Absolutely.
Are held everywhere. So,
and I think that's one of the most interesting aspects of your study. Zohaib Khan, thank you so much for speaking to us. He's a researcher at the Center for Social Development in Africa at the University of Johannesburg. And wow, I thought that was quite a groundbreaking piece of research in terms of what it shows South African fathers can become capable of doing if they think a little bit differently about the role of fathering.